each Thursday, we read from your emails.
Molly Sullivan of Chicago sent this praise for our piece from Sabina, Ohio.
She writes, Noah Adams' report about a Marine killed in Iraq and his hometown gave us more than a glimpse into the grief caused by war, and it provided a lesson. We should have a purpose in life. For Lance Corporal Brett Whiteman, it was to fight in the military. We might not agree with his choice or this war, but his friend summed it up perfectly when he said Whiteman's death should empower us to ask ourselves, what am I meant to do, and how will they remember me?
Mark Miller of West Palm Beach, Florida, points out an omission in our piece on the backlash against the Pennsylvania legislature. Lawmakers recently voted themselves a significant pay increase, but our piece never mentioned the size of that increase.
Well, for the record, the base pay for a member of the Pennsylvania legislature went up by 16% to $81,050 a year.
Well, while we're dealing with numbers, we got one wrong in our report about new surveys from the Pew Hispanic Center.
We said that an estimated 70 million adults in Mexico would come to the U.S. if they could.
That figure is high, since there are only an estimated 70 million adults in Mexico.
What the Pew survey found was that 46% of the adults surveyed said that they would emigrate. And doing the math, that works out to an estimated 32 million adults who want to come to the U.S.
Several of you wrote in to take issue with the comparison I made in a conversation about gas prices. I said that the price of gas, like the price of milk, was often higher in rich neighborhoods.
The reverse is actually true, writes Ernest Lloyd of Dallas, Texas. More impoverished neighborhoods will pay higher prices for milk because the neighborhood store tends to have a market area monopoly. This is due to lack of competitors and limited transportation options as compared to more affluent areas.
And to prove his point, Mr. Lloyd did a survey of his own. He says, I compared the price of the same brand of milk at two different branches of the same store chain on the same day. Lloyd writes, one branch where I now live near is literally across the street from a country club. The other, where I grew up, is considered to be the worst part of town. Well, guess what? The ghetto store's price for a gallon of milk was listed for $4.39, but also noted a special sale for $3.69. Yet the country club store's price for the same gallon of milk was $3.29. No sale or specials.
My interview with Josh Donlan yesterday had a number of you thinking it was April Fool's Day. Donlan has proposed bringing large African animals to the American plains. He says they are distant relatives of animals that lived here 13,000 years ago.
The story must be a joke, writes Chris Gunst of Santee, California. There's a reason that the animals from the Pleistocene era died out. They didn't adapt to the changing environment, and new forms took over. It's just natural selection 101.
We'd like to hear what you think. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. It's in the bar along the top of the page. As always, please tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.